All right, everyone. Welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, we have our fellow MVP and friend, Ståle Hansen, to talk to us about Viva Insights from the end user and productivity and well-being perspective. So thank you, Ståle, for coming on. Definitely good to see you. but tell us a little bit about yourself and about your company and what you do.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me. My name is Ståle Hansen. I'm the CEO and the principal cloud architect at Cloudway. I founded Cloudway 5 years ago, and we focus on Microsoft 365. We are about 8 people, and we are in Norway, Sweden, Finland, Ireland, and the UK. So we're a very distributed team. And we use Teams and we use productivity tools within Microsoft 365 to stay connected. I'm also an 11-year MVP, and I'm a Microsoft Regional Director. And I write, I'm part of the co-author team of Office 365 for IT Pros, where I write the chapter on Teams calling and devices. When I'm not deploying Microsoft 365, I'm passionately talking about digital well-being, Microsoft Viva Insights and my analytics, and that's like my second passion in the IT pro life.
Oh, that's fantastic, Ståle. So let's get started, dive right into insights. Can you just introduce the subject for our listeners in terms of what it is, how it differentiates from My Insights, how it plugs into Viva, and what's the main purpose and the main benefits of it?
Yeah. So the confusion could be that Microsoft Viva Insights, what is it, right? Is it like a personal tool? Is it a tool for managers and or organizations? And the answer is yes, it is a tool for all those areas. But out of the box, typically with your Microsoft 365 license, especially on the enterprise side, but also on Microsoft 365 Business Premium, you get My Analytics. And as Adam talked about in the earlier session you had, Microsoft Viva is something that's born out of the period we have been through, all the home office and people working remote. And that's why Microsoft Viva Insights for individuals are based on My Analytics. And so I think that My Analytics has gotten a second wind. It came from Exchange. It sent you those emails like how you did last week and how many emails you sent and all that. Now it's turning out to be the individual part of Viva for organizations and managers, which again were based on workplace analytics. So you can actually trigger the focus time, you can trigger different settings already from the organization level so that managers and individuals get to know My Analytics and Viva Insights for themselves. But the thing is that it's included with Microsoft 365, which means that you can get started with this as an individual. Don't need to wait for the organization to get started with what's in there.
All right. Yeah, that's good clarification. I know you work with Insights and you've worked with a couple of organizations. Can you give us a sense, maybe what are the top one or two benefits you've seen directly, you know, working with it?
Yeah. So I really like where Microsoft is heading with this. I like that it's based on research that Microsoft had done. They probably paid for it, so it's very beneficial for Microsoft. It's also based on productivity methodologies. So you can actually get the Viva Insights app in Teams, and that's where you will find the most value for Insights. So you go and add it and look for it in Teams, and there you will see different parts of My Analytics. Some stuff are only for Teams and Viva Insights. And I believe the two biggest benefactors of this is focus time, that you reserve time during the day for focusing on those one tasks, those activities, and reserving time so no one will book you during that time either. And the second thing is virtual commute. And both of these things are taken right out of those typical productivity methodologies, like getting things done, Pomodoro technique, and all take back your life and zero inbox and all those productivity methodologies. That's what you're seeing now in the Microsoft platform. And that's what I like about it, because now it's democratizing smart working.
Yeah, I personally use the My Focus Time, and it's really useful, actually, just blocking out that time to, as you say, just focus on one thing.
Yeah, and the magical part about that is that during focusing time, you can choose to actually have the custom status within Teams. So it actually says do not disturb focusing, which tells your peers that you are deep diving into deep work, you are reaching the flow state, and that they shouldn't expect an answer from you. Actually, one of the most popular blog posts I have on my blog, msunify.net, is about how to turn on focus time in Teams. And you turn it on through the Viva Insights and My Analytics. And that's, I think, is really valuable.
Very good. Well, I'll turn it over to Habib to see how we get started with it.
Yeah, so I think you covered some of those items already, Stale, with like how do you get started? You know, it's deployed and accessed through Teams. Obviously, the licensing portion is slightly touched on it. But I think what's really important is maybe we should ask you is, you know, what are the major differences like between the E3 and the E5? Like, what do you exponentially get more when you're doing when you have an E5, and what are the benefits of having that license? I think traditionally what you've been mentioning is like E3 or even like some of the small business apps, you get the insights with some of the things you spoke about already. But I'm just more wondering about sort of like from an enterprise perspective, E3 versus E5.
Yeah, from a Mynalytics perspective, there is not much difference between E3 and E5. When you talk about Viva Insights, the biggest difference is, are you just doing it for individuals, or are you also doing it for the organization component of this and looking for trends of how people are working and where people can improve in terms of working off hours, working, having too many meetings, too long meetings, and so on and so forth. So I think that's the biggest difference, because Mynalytics now is actually available across the Microsoft 365 platform.
Okay, and is there any differences from like the insights perspective? Are there any things that you would get, I think, differently from like E5 with regards to productivity? I know like it's more of, I'm thinking, is it more around like the time of day when people work and stuff like that? And, you know, some people may be working later. Is there any benefits when you have like an E5, when you have those, I guess those features, are there any features in the E5 that gives you the kind of that flexibility?
No. Everything is included now in E3 as well. And I think historically it was like that in Mynalytics when it first came out. But now with Viva Insights, it's included. So, for instance, you can go in and see how you are communicating with your peers during the days. You can see how many quiet days you had, for instance, when you're not working in Teams or sending emails off hours outside your working hours. So, those are beneficial, but they are available now in the platform.
Awesome. And then with regards to, like, if we're talking just sort of on the admin side, because I know that, you know, there's the portions of adding the apps. But so how does one get the Insight apps or the Insight app in their Teams client?
Yeah, so by default, it's built on My Analytics, of course, and it's actually the My Analytics app that's rebranded to Viva Insight, which means that it needs to be enabled, and it is enabled by default in your tenant. So you can also go in the Microsoft 365 Admin Center and turn this off for users, and you can turn this off on the tenant level, or users can individually turn this off. But what you do is go and search for apps in Teams, and you will find the Viva Insights app, and you can add it and mount it the way you want. And as long as My Analytics is enabled, then you have access to the Insights app.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I think I got a little burnt on that because, you know, when you were mentioning the kind of the second wave of My Analytics, you know, I was getting briefing emails in so many different accounts, I ended up disabling it. So then, you know, I went in to, you know, use the Viva Insights app. And of course, there's not much data in there when you have My Analytics disabled. So I was like, okay, I'll go back to My Analytics portal, enable that again, and you can start to see that AI and that data get pulled in. You know, you talked about, you know, the focus time and that protected time. I know that when I first was playing around with the kind of that focused booking item within the web portal, it was the only place that you could actually book it. You couldn't go into Outlook and, you know, just create an ad hoc meeting that triggered the same kind of booking experience and the custom Teams presence. Is that still something that's only available if you book it through the Insights app or the web app, not just from your Outlook calendar itself?
Yeah, it's like a magical meeting. So it's only booked, it's only from My Analytics and Focus Time that you get that, that you go into that custom focusing state in Teams. So, but what you can do though is you can have one of them and then copy them around. Yeah. And I have been personally, I've been hacking this myself because I don't like the tool to actually book my times for me. I like because I don't want to be a presence liar, right? I don't want to be in do not disturb when I'm actually not focusing. So that's why I've created a PowerShell script. I created a Power Automate routine to trigger this whenever I want to work, like during a Pomodoro sprint, for instance. And the Pomodoro technique is about focusing for 25 minutes, doing only that. If you want to go to social media, or if you want to get a coffee, if you want to read the news, you shouldn't. You should not do that, because then you distract yourself. And by focusing for 25 minutes, you reach deep work, right? The flow state. That's where you forget about time and place and really get to tackle that difficult email, start that documentation, and so on. So on my YouTube channel, Stala Hansen on YouTube, I actually have a YouTube series that I did together with Lorian Strand and Dux Ryman Tsai, where we talk about the Pomodoro technique, and I share my tools, which I use every day for hacking that focusing time. So actually, what it does, it's a Power Automate that copies an old focus time and puts it for the interval I'm actually running my Pomodoro sprint. And that way, I get those focusing time, but on my time. So I recommend checking that out if you're interested in that technique.
No, I definitely see value in that, especially with, you know, trying to do the hacking of meeting invites and trying to copy them and move them around. Because, yeah, like you said, the default scheduling doesn't really have as much flexibility. And of course, you can't create them ad hoc within Outlook. Some of the other features within the Insights app within Teams, I know that you talked about the virtual commute. Can you talk a little bit more about what that does and how you can leverage that?
Yes, and I think everyone should do a virtual commute. It's again back to the productivity techniques. Everyone talks about that you should reflect what you have done at the end of the day, and that's what virtual commute is all about. That's why I'm calling it like democratizing of working smart. Sometimes you have your day scheduled out, right? And you think you're going to do this, and that, but instead you did everything else except that. And you feel like, I got nothing done today, but that's not really true. As long as you document what you have done and you reflect on that, spend some time, what are the three most important things I got done today? And just by thinking about that, it helps you get to a better mood. At the end of the day, you reduce stress, and you also can spend that time planning for tomorrow. So there's a different things the virtual commute goes through. Then the first thing is your tasks. What kind of tasks did you do today? And here is where I think everything is starting to click together now. Because if you're going to use a task system, you should use Planner or Microsoft To-Do. If you use third-party apps or you use pen and paper or something like that, you won't be sending the signals to My Analytics, which can give you that feedback, right? Because it doesn't know what you have done. And also, if you are like having an ad hoc task, you get an email, you answer it, boom, or you suddenly spend 20 minutes completing a task that you just received, doesn't hurt to add it as a task and then complete it in Microsoft To-Do, because at the end of the day, the virtual commute will actually tell you how many tasks you have completed. And it also highlights tasks that you have put into My Day that you didn't complete. Maybe you don't want to postpone them for tomorrow. I want to get a reminder for it tomorrow. Maybe I want to spend 5 minutes now and just complete it because I was just in the midst of completing that. And that's around the whole around the task system. So using To-Do, using tasks in Teams, using Planner plays into this as well. So you actually get more out of the virtual commute. Are you guys using To-Do and Planner? And
yeah, I mean, I've been using To-Do for quite some time. Turning on Viva Insights let me know that I'm not using To-Do very well because I don't really use the My Day aspect. So yeah, I go into Viva Insights and it's like, oh, you're all caught up. And then I look at my task yeah. list and I'm like,
you're good to go.
Well, nowhere's near caught up. So there may be some behavior changes that I'll need to do to really get the benefits from the analytics.
Yeah, and especially if you, in an ideal situation, right, you should have a focus time in the beginning of the day, planning out your day based on everything that you have from Planner and To-Do and adding them to My Day. And when you capture, it captures into My Days, which means that it gets more value. And if you're using it the way it's intended, you get more feedback out of it as well. And I try to use it myself, but sometimes I also get that you're all caught up. But yeah, I were in meetings all day, so that's what I did. Yeah. And that's the next thing of the virtual commute. It shows you your calendar for tomorrow, which meetings you maybe haven't RSVP'd to yet, or if you have double meetings or you're double booked. And it just shows you a calendar for tomorrow, so you can like mentally start to prepare and know what you're going to do. And maybe you see, hey, I have actually 2 hours where I can reserve time to do something else, and maybe I can then plan to do some of those tasks I didn't get to do today. Because that's the advantage, right? That you will find your tasks again so that you get them done. That's why I prefer having them in To-Do and not adding a task in the calendar. Right? Oh, I am reserving time to do this specific thing. But if you don't get to do that, where does that calendar event go, right? But with the task, you will find them again.
And I just have to give a quick shout out to the Microsoft Tasks app, because what that does, I didn't really understand it before, but it brings in your To-Do and it brings in your Planner tasks that are assigned to you and into one view. So that's actually really a nice consolidated view to you just look at. But the key is, like Michael said, then you got to add that to your My Day to plan out your day.
Yeah, and right now actually the tasks app in Teams doesn't have My Day, so you need to do that through the To-Do app. But hopefully it will come there as well. But you will see all your high priority tasks directly in Teams. And I'm loving the direction Microsoft is going with this. It's more connected. You will find it in the same place and you get that feedback. The next thing on the virtual commute though, is how are you feeling today? Like inside, like how do you feel? And I was wondering like, what's the value of this? Because you just give it a smiley, right? Either you're super happy or you're totally bummed out or somewhere in between. But what's the benefit of this? And research then shows that just you thinking about how you're feeling takes weights off your shoulders as well. You become more aware of how you're feeling. And this, now we're talking about the well-being people, employee wellness. And and you just like reflecting, oh, okay, I'm bummed out. Why am I bummed out, right? Like, what's going on here? Because it should be possible to do the work you do at your workplace without being bummed out, right? So if you're constantly sad or bummed out, and then you need to think about why is that happening, right? So typically when I'm off for a Friday, I'm super happy. The rest of the week, I'm about in the middle. but that's for your insights only, and you can see like a chart of how you've been feeling lately. And I'm seeing that in other apps as well. I use the Fitbit app; it has the same thing. You also have the some other apps as well that where you're going to reflect on that. So that's not something Microsoft invented. It's actually something that a lot of apps and services do. And then the last thing is like meditation. Are you guys meditating anything?
I tried to watch some of the Headspace videos, but it doesn't trigger the focus time.
All
so
right.
It's like watching the video and back. Then also get pinged by teams. So like, why not use the book focus time while it's playing for the 3 or 5 minutes? Yeah. But yeah, if you want to talk a little bit more about the Headspace and the meditation.
Yeah, so the Headspace is a new integration with Microsoft Viva, and we will see even more of that kind of integration. In the future, you will have more some focus music coming in there and so on. But I'm thinking sometimes the end of the day meditation is about 10 minutes, like super long. If you take like 1 minute just to compose yourself, lower the pulse and deepen your breathing, only that also helps. I'm not a meditation expert. I'm going to dive into this because, again, Microsoft is putting upfront and center well-being, right? And that's what I've been seeing during COVID is that people actually need to take care of themselves. And there are larger implications of this as well, because if people are happy and they get the task done, they get reflected and also start like meditating or just at least focusing to lower their pulse and taking deeper breaths, that turns out that the workforce becomes more content and you become more happy. And it turns out that happy people are more productive. Also, happy people are better at problem solving. They are more available for ad hoc problems. And they can even, like, if it's 10 minutes till you're leaving for the day and your colleague asks, do you have 5 minutes? I really need to ask you this. If you're in a really, really bad mood and you're tired, you say, no, sorry, I left. But if you are, yeah, let's do this. Let's take 5 minutes. I'm leaving in 10, so I'm good. Just to have that flexibility. That is the thing that we get from doing Viva Insights on an individual level and of starting to look at the bigger picture. How is our organization doing from an overall perspective? And Viva Insights just points you to, yeah, you're doing stuff, but it doesn't tell you how you are going to work smarter with tasks. How you are going to be more happy. That's where like the productivity methodologies comes into play. But getting people interested in this, then we are starting to talk that more and more people can work smarter in Microsoft 365 rather than just working.
Yeah, I think that's super important, especially now during COVID. I mean, one of the other things I do is I turn video on because I think making a visual connection with people just helps put you in a better mood, right? So given that we all are kind of stuck in our respective spots and we can't get out to client sites, it's just another thing that we can do to help in that sort of mental health area, right? Which is so important. I wanted to talk about privacy. I mean, a lot has been made about, you know, the data that's being collected, and people think, oh, my employer is spying on me. Like, what, you know, I don't want to do this insight stuff. So let's talk a little bit about that. Like, what do you say to your customers around the whole privacy and spying issue of insights.
From Microsoft Viva Insights, on a personal level and my analytics, no one else has access to that data. So it's only triggered from your inbox and it's starting to look at the Teams chats as well, but it only looks at the metadata. It only looks at it happened and who it happened with, but it doesn't look at the context or something like that. And that's where Viva and my analytics is more like a trend rather than how productive you were, because it's you are not measuring how productive you are. You're just trying to catch what kind of culture do we have? Are people working off hours? Are people having lots of meetings? Are we disturbing each other in Teams, in emails, telling you that, I actually looked at my analytics before this meeting, and it told me, like, last week you had a lot of ad hoc meetings. Maybe you should start planning more, because then your colleagues can plan as well. Stuff like that. So it's not more on the well-being side rather than the actual productivity.
Mm. And you mentioned, obviously, it's pulling from calendaring data. Is it pulling from data from anywhere else?
No, my analytics is pulling from calendar, email, and Teams chat and Teams calls.
Okay.
So that's what you're starting to see. And if you also have actually a leader component of my analytics as well in Viva Insights. If you are a manager and you have people reporting under you, you also get you will also see how many one-to-one calls you had with your peers, and looking into the Viva culture, having one-to-one meetings, just 5 minutes, 10 minutes with your peers or people working in your team, that makes people more engaged. And more engaged people are more connected to the workplace, they are more happy, and you know, happy people are more productive and all that. So it is, everything is connected. But some of the most interesting information is how are you working, both during work hours, but also outside of work hours.
Nice. I mean, I've been playing with the new Viva Insights app and Teams, and I like it that it's there. I think it makes it much more available to use. Are there any differences between it and the web-based app that you can talk about, or are they virtually the same?
No, at the moment, you have a bit more information in My Analytics app. So if you go to myanalytics.microsoft.com, you will see a bit more information, especially around quiet time and how you're working with your network and how you're collaborating. But if you also have enabled that inside email, that information actually comes in your inbox once a week, telling you how many focus days you had or days with focus time, telling you how many days you had that were quiet days, where you're not working outside working hours, and so on and so forth. So you will see a bit more information there. The Viva Insights app today is very focused around reserving time for focusing and the virtual commute and tasks, while you see a bit more of the well-being parts for now in the web part, in the My Analytics. So a combination of those are really good. For instance, what you need to think about if my personal best during a work month is having two quiet days.
Mm.
That's 2 days where I'm not talking outside working hours, including weekends, which means that I'm damaged. And you get that in your face, like, you're damaged. You need to rethink your life. And I'm like, yeah, okay, let's try work with that. Let's create an awareness of that within the organization. So we actually did a digital well-being workshop within Cloudway, where we talked about how to set notifications in Teams off hours, right? Because you had quiet time in the Teams app and the expectation of getting answers if you post something in the evenings and so on and so forth. So for my part, just by not getting the notifications, I actually got a couple of more quiet days, right? Because I'm not getting pulled back into work. Just checking and sending one chat breaks your quiet time, right? So, but that it turns out that you could maybe have done that on a Monday or the morning after. But of course, if you sit down to work that day, then you will see the notifications, but you won't get them as pop-ups on your mobile. And thinking about those notifications, the culture of how we communicate, I think is a really, really good effect of looking at the well-being in the My Analytics and the quiet days and try to gamify getting more quiet days. So I had a 3-week vacation and I have 8 quiet days. So new personal record for me.
Nice.
But and this again makes it better for the organization, making people aware of this. Actually, I have a talk on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, about notifications in Teams and LinkedIn. And I've been talking about this with customers, organizations for a couple of years. And I'm really, really surprised how unconscious people are about notifications. Before I started to tune my mobile, I had around 190 notifications during 24 hours. That's 190 times something buzzed on my mobile, bringing me away from where I were at that time and into the mobile. It could be work-related, could be app-related, could be something else. And taking control over those notifications also helps staying off work as well, outside working hours.
Yeah, nice. It's definitely a hot topic for sure. One that we should probably do a podcast on. So where do you see all of this going in terms of this platform in the next couple of years? Like what excites you about where this is heading?
I'm super excited about digital well-being. I think that's a skill everyone needs to learn for the 2020s, the next 10 years. Mm. And because up until now, we had social media, we had other applications that we could remove ourselves from. I'm talking about Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, and all the other tools. You could just, okay, I'm leaving this platform now. I'm fed up with all these notifications and I'm good. But now that we have Teams in the workplace and Microsoft bought LinkedIn and LinkedIn has been researching how to hack your mind and bring you back into the app since 2003, before the smartphone came out, which means that they know what kind of notification you need in order to spend more time in the app. Teams is built in the same way, built with the same type of notifications across mobile, web, and desktop app. And this means that I think personally that we will see a difference between employees that are mastering notifications, tuning the applications, the work applications, such as Teams, email, and so on, to their benefit. And those who are not mastering it, and worst case, they just get overwhelmed. And the worst possible scenario is that people get burned out because there's too much information. And so we need to think about the culture, the way we communicate within Teams and so on, so that people can protect themselves from unnecessary information. And the Viva Insights is here to help with that. Here to set that on the agenda for the organization, for the HR department, for managers, and for the employees as well, so that we can start working smarter, using productivity methodology thinking, and that it's not only the most interested people that are working smart, but as many as possible. And think about that the smartphone came out in 2007 with the iPhone, and I think it got mainstream around 2011. That's 10 years we have had being conditioned by the smartphone and the notifications, but no one has gotten any training on this. You haven't gone in an organization, I'm going to teach you smartphone. That's not happening, but I think the digital well-being and Viva Insights can set that on the agenda. So that's where I see it going, people getting more conscious, and I think digital productivity is now in its youth, right? It's not in its infancy anymore. It's in its youth, which means that we need to be more conscious about how we're going to actually use this tool.
Yeah, nice, for sure. That is definitely exciting stuff. And I guess just lastly to wrap this up, you know, in terms of us as IT pros and consultants, like, what role would we have with respect to insights?
I think the biggest part is, of course, privacy. You mentioned it shortly. Make sure that you're not giving too much access to administrators. I think having good identity hygiene, using privileged identity management and those kind of techniques in order to really, really know who has access to what and why. Because more and more signals is being put into the platform, which means that it's not just email anymore. It's not just some practical tools that you have in there, but you actually moved and migrated to the cloud. So from an IT pro perspective, is to make sure that we're not giving too much access to anyone. And then, of course, make sure that the confidence is there, that we do have control over who has access to what in terms of that information. And help the organization turn these settings on, making sure that that they get it deployed correct, making sure that it's available, and then enable the analysts, enable the HR department, and enable the managers to get this insight in the correct way. I think that's the biggest role of IT pros. But I also know that a lot of IT pros have been working smart for a long time, being productivity enthusiasts. So maybe they also can share from their experience together with the departments within an organization or as consultants how to get started with this. But in the end, it's only the organization themselves that really know their employees, what they want to achieve, and they know their data the best way.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a lot of really good information. You know, I know that I've watched a few of your OneNote hacks and stuff like that from a productivity perspective. So definitely really great to hear your experience on the My Analytics and the Viva Insights, or I guess the formerly My Insights capability. So I also wanted to say congrats on your Viva Insights Specialist certification today.
Thanks.
As well. Great. But yeah, definitely appreciate you coming on with us and discussing, you know, all of the aspects of it and certain things to think about. I mean, myself as well, I don't usually use the apps as much as I should, but, you know, I get reminders and stuff like that from my watch, like you mentioned before, which definitely have been helping in that area. But it'll be cool to see how this whole digital well-being and transformation continues to grow. But so that being said, thanks everybody for listening in, and hopefully we'll catch you on our next episode.
Thanks
for having me.
Thanks.